This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. While total turnout was less than 10% for Tuesday's elections, those who did vote passed a $53.2 million bond issue request from the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. It passed with just under 56% approval. As a result, a 3.7 mil tax will be levied over the next 10 years to fund new construction and improvements to High Point School in Ann Arbor. This is a school that serves those with high-level special needs from every school district in the county. High Point School also leases space to the nonprofit Honey Creek Community School, and it too will benefit with new classrooms to serve students. Joining us today is WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel, and I bet you slept peacefully after final results were tabulated, didn't you?
Well, I wish I could say so. I was pretty excited from the results, so I was probably not as sleeping as peacefully as I would have liked, because we have a lot of work to do now.
A lot of coffee in your system for the day. Are you disappointed in the voter turnout, or just glad that the measure passed?
Well, I'm both. I'm glad that the measure passed, and I always like to see higher voter turnout, because I think that's an important part of our responsibility in this country, is to participate in the process and vote.
You mentioned now a lot of work has to be done. Give us a brief rundown of what passage of this proposal means to the physical structure of High Point School.
So we're in the planning process of finalizing the design of a building that will replace the one that we have currently while building around the existing pool and gymnasium area. We'll finish that this fall, and our goal is to relocate our program and the Honey Creek School to an alternative location so that we can begin demolition after the first of the year. And our ultimate goal is to complete construction and open the new High Point building in the fall of 2021.
So what will ultimately be the benefit to students at both High Point and Honey Creek, and will it impact positively student outcomes?
Well, there are many benefits in terms of the facility renovations and changes. As I mentioned previously, the classroom sizes are very small and oddly shaped. The hallways and corridors are narrow. Our heating and cooling and roofing systems all needed to be addressed anyway. Drop-off for students in wheelchairs coming into and out of the building will be a part of the new facility design. We'll have dedicated space for art and music, a real media center. So there are a lot of improvements to the facility that make for a much more conducive educational learning environment for our students. In terms of educational outcomes, we absolutely believe that creating educational spaces that are filled with daylighting, that provide ample space and the right kind of technology, our tools to assist in the learning process. At the end of the day, we know that our teachers truly make a difference, and we're grateful for the commitment they have to our students.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with WISD Superintendent Scott Menzel following yesterday's passage of a $53.2 million bond issue. As I pointed out, there were still nearly 45% of voters who stood opposed to the measure. So in the forthcoming days and months, when they question you about the need for a new High Point school, what's going to be your response to them?
Well, it's not debatable in terms of the age of the facility. We even have the building didn't have fire suppression. So when you think about the number of students in wheelchairs and with physical disabilities and a building that's not fire suppressed in 2019, that's a safety concern. So we appreciate the fact that voters recognize that the 0.37 mils over a 10-year period of time is a reasonable investment to ensure that our students with the most significant disabilities are educated in an environment that is appropriate for their learning. In terms of some of the other concerns that people may have raised, we're happy to talk with anyone at any time, and we will continue to update the community on the progress of this project.
As you mentioned, when school begins in September, High Point and Honey Creek students will be in the building, and that at the holiday break in December, students will have to be relocated to a temporary facility. Has that place been identified as of yet?
We are in the process of working with Ypsilanti Community Schools to potentially lease a facility that's not being used in the district, and we hope to be able to finalize that agreement within the next month or so.
And is there any question that the facility will be done in time to start the 2020-2021 academic year?
Well, David, given the unpredictability of contract schedules, availability of material, any number of potential delays, I couldn't guarantee that that'll be the case, but that is absolutely our goal.
I thank you for the time this morning, and congratulations on an important win.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is Washtenaw Intermediate School District Superintendent Scott Menzel. You will find this interview and all election results available to you on our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.